Hey, this is Dave Brenner, guitar player for Theory of a Dead Man. You're listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
You're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 320. Can you believe it, folks? We've been online for 14 years with the network and with the podcast and all that stuff, and we have reached 320 episodes. This actually was supposed to be episode 317 because I actually wanted to release it on March 17th. When the album came out, but we are here a few months later, and we're going to be talking about Theory of a Dead Man's Dinosaur, which I feel like a dinosaur these days. Joining me once, sort of, almost as always with the Theory of a Dead Man talk is Jesse, a.k.a. Matrix Prime. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. Not too bad. About yourself?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I can complain, but it's not worth it.
I need to let people know that the reason this has taken months to record is because I literally just finished listening to this album this morning.
He doesn't have music services, folks. He doesn't, like, and I'm like, look, they have a YouTube playlist for the whole thing. It is what it is. But we're here now. We're doing it. It's awesome. It's fun. It is what it is. But yeah, no, you and I have been covering Theory stuff for the longest time.
I told my story back on your podcast. I don't even know what number that was. One of my favorite songs of theirs was Not Meant to Be, because it was sort of like a pivotal moment in my life in a relationship that I was in.
Yeah.
And just with that relationship, it just felt like the song was like tied in perfectly with how my relationship was going. So.
Yep. Yeah, Not Meant to Be was off the Scars and Souvenirs album from 2008. And actually, it's funny you say that, because that song just came up on my Spotify the other day. I kid you not.
I was actually just listening to it right before I jumped on Skype here. So
that's awesome. So yes, Dinosaur is their eighth studio album, released March 17th, 2023, and I don't know what's going on with these guys, but they've had some interesting albums, the last three albums. I don't remember if we covered Say Nothing or Wake Up Call, but man, oof. And yeah, it's been interesting times. I liked both of those albums. I didn't like all the songs on both of them, but I liked some of them. But with this one, I wasn't sure what to expect, and I think my biggest surprise is that the album is only 34 minutes and 14 seconds long with 10 songs, and I'm like, only a half an hour, really?
Yeah, that's a very short album, roughly 3 minutes per song. So.
Yeah, I don't think they have a song on this album that's over 2.5-3 minutes. I really don't.
Now, the music videos are a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're actually listening to the songs on the album itself, they are very short, which I guess makes for good radio play, right?
Yeah.
Assuming you find a station that's playing.
Radio? What's that? I don't know what that is anymore.
Well, that's true. I guess I should jump in here for just a second. Now, you had mentioned that I don't have any streaming services for music. That's absolutely 100% true. I do subscribe to SiriusXM. There are certain channels on there that I absolutely love, Pop Rocks being one of them. But when I listen to something in the car, right, if I'm driving around, I'm typically listening to local radio. Mm-hmm. There is, where I'm at, there is a pretty good or decent, I guess I'll say, a decent rock station. But there are a number of different rock stations that I like listening to kind of around Michigan. So I'll either download their app or I'll just play it through the browser on my phone, and I'll listen to them when I'm driving. But yeah, typically that's what I'm listening to is a local. It's either immediately local or just kind of within the vicinity of Michigan, which is where I live, to different rock stations there. Or like I said, I'm listening to the SiriusXM app. So I don't subscribe to any service. So in terms of playing, you know, albums or different playlists, that's not typically something that I do. So in order to listen to this, right, you found a playlist for me on YouTube. That's how I came to listen to all of these. But I will say there are a couple of them from this album that I have heard on the local rock station, Dinosaur being one of them. I think that's the one that I've heard the most. Yeah. It's gotten the most radio play. And then I think Two of Us I've also heard on the local rock station as well. Whatever happened to you, man?
I think without I have the track list here, but without looking at, oh, this is a single, that's a single. Like, Dinosaur was the first single I know. Ambulance was the second one. And then Two of Us Stuck was the third single. I don't know. I think Sideways was the fourth one, maybe. I'm not sure. So we got Dinosaur, Medusa, Stone, Sick, Two of Us, Stuck, Ambulance, Sideways, Get in Line, Head in the Clouds, Hearts Too Wild, and Summer Song. And yes, I think there's only one other album in their entire release of discography for albums that is just like 2 minutes longer than this. Every other album they've done is either 44 minutes, 46 minutes, but there's like, it's like we're just going to shave off, you know. 10 minutes. And look, they're musicians. They've been doing this for over 21 years this year, because last year was the 20th anniversary of when the debut came out. I know Invisible Man hit. Yeah, that's right. Because Invisible Man hit on the Spider-Man soundtrack first. But yes, the original self-titled debut album did come out in 2002. So yeah, 21 years of Theory of a Dead Man. And I don't know, man. This album, like you were saying, I liked Dinosaur. I liked Ambulance, but I started really listening to Ambulance and looking at the... I'm like, why do you want to end your night in the ambulance? Like, what? Party yeah. Song.
Yeah, so there's like a general... I guess let me step back for just a second. So you were just mentioning, right, the shortened tracks, right? Because you said this is just over 36 minutes? Yeah, around 36 minutes?
34:14, yeah.
So in looking at the lyrics to the song Dinosaur, and we can get into like themes mm-hmm. if you want to in a few minutes here, but I'm just wondering if kind of the theme of that particular song kind of plays into... you know, the length of this track, the length of the album in total. And I guess, you know, altogether the tracks themselves. I'm wondering if it's like a lack of attention span, maybe the hope for radio play, like I mentioned before. But I'm just wondering if it comes down or boils down to like the lack of attention spans that people have nowadays, right? With social media that's out there, especially if you watch the music video for this album, for this track. I'm just wondering, like, if it's right, because I know social media has diminished our attention spans. We're like constantly on there. We're hitting it to find out what the next thing is. And we can't really focus on much of anything. And I say that as someone who works on the web 5 days a week, and social media is part of that. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, like, my attention span is just shot. So.
My attention span is shot, but it's not shot in the way that you're like. It's more of like, if I want to discuss something with you or with anyone, or like if I'm going to do an album or a comic or a movie, like I need to watch the movie literally right before we record a podcast, because if I watch a movie tonight and I'm not recording a show until 2 days from now, I will have to watch the movie again 2 hours before the recording. So I can, that's my attention span. Whereas I understand what you're saying about, yeah, and you're absolutely right, but I don't know. I mean,
Like, even if I sit down, right, and not if I'm going to the movie theater, because if I'm going to the movie theater and I've spent all the money, I'm not going to sit there and stare at my phone. Plus, I know people around me are going to be pissed that my phone's lighting up. But if I'm sitting at home watching a movie or watching a TV show that I'm really interested in viewing, I'll find myself, like, pulling up my phone. And it's like, oh, I've been using this as, like, a second screen. Sometimes I'll be looking up stuff about the show that I'm watching and not really paying attention to what's on TV. Or I'll, like, pull up Reddit and I'm like, well, I'm just, you know, this is kind of on in the background and I am listening to it, but I'm also focusing here on my phone. So I have to be conscious of, like, putting my phone away so I can't reach it if I want to focus on something.
Usually by that point, if I need to focus on something, I usually make sure my phone's at like 20% and it needs to charge. So that way I throw it on the charger. I'm not kidding, dude. I will wipe my battery down to 20% just to make sure if I need to do something that I just throw it on the charger and forget about it until it's charged again. Cause I don't consume content the way I used to.
Yeah.
Before I started podcasting 15 years ago, I would watch stuff and enjoy stuff and want to talk, you know, that's the whole point of podcast. You know, you watch something or you listen to something, you come on, you talk about it, whatever, which is what we're doing here. But it's one of those things where I don't consume the the fact that we call it content now versus a TV show or an album or what is
right.
A whole other, you know, whatever.
YouTube for that, yeah.
Yep, exactly. But it's one of those things where I consume content in order to be able to talk about it. Like, half the time, I'm not watching, like, comedy I don't watch any kind of comedy shows. I basically have true crime on in the background while I'm playing games on my phone. Like, I don't really, like, do anything with energy. I mean it's either that or I'm sitting here, you know, blaring music off of Spotify. And the reason why I love Spotify is because, and I don't mind paying for it, is because no ads, as much as I love radio DJs and all that, I grew up on listening to radio and all that, but, like, it's my music when I want it, whenever I want it. I don't have to worry about anything. Kind of
so that's another reason I know this is a side tangent, but that's another reason I don't like those music streaming services, is because, right, it's using an algorithm to just come up with whatever it thinks that I like, but it's one continuous thing. That's why I have a hard time with, like, something like Netflix, where it's like this endless sea of content. It's like, I don't want to pick something. I want it to be picked for me. So when I'm listening to, like, local radio, right, the DJs are picking it. They're creating the playlist. Or if I'm watching, like, broadcast TV, right, it's some executive has already decided what's going to be on. If I want to watch it, I'll sit down and watch it. If I'm not interested in it, I'll just go on to something else. But that's another reason that I'm not a big fan of the streaming music services, because it's just like this endless thing. I do like interruptions. I do like hearing the DJs. I am a big fan of advertisements, believe it or not. I don't actually like it, you know, interrupting the music, but I do enjoy advertising and advertisements, whether it's local or if it's like national type brands. That is something that I'm a big fan of, in particular, because I grew up in the 80s. I'm a big fan of, like, 80s type commercials. Sometimes I'll even go to YouTube just to watch those because I'm a big fan of advertisement in general. But when you go to, like, the streaming services, that is something that you lose out on, which is another big reason that I do like listening to something that has a DJ. Even with something like Sirius XM, where I pay for it and the music stations at least don't have advertisements, they do have interruptions with DJs.
Yeah, and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, for me, I've had, because I used to purchase all of my music on, back when I was an Apple fanboy, I used to purchase all my music on iTunes and everything else. And when I did that, I created this favorites playlist that I've had since 2006. When I joined Spotify X number of years ago now, I basically looked at my iTunes playlist, looked at Spotify, and I basically recreated the entire list A to Z of all the songs that, so that list is a list of songs that I know, and I always have it on shuffle because I want, you know, the randomized thing of, so yeah, I don't need a DJ for my favorites playlist because it's always random. For the most part, like you mentioned, there is algorithms and everything else, but Dinosaur, yeah, it's there, I guess, basically saying, you know, we've really done it. It's the end of the world.
Yes, I mean, there's a overall theme that I saw in listening to this, reading the lyrics, and then I actually went back in and watched the music video. Yep. And to me, it seems like, especially when you watch the music video, yes. It seems like the overall theme is like destruction of humanity. Yep. Essentially, you know, humanity is going down the wrong path. And especially like when you get to the very end. So when you get to the end of the music video, for those that haven't seen it, so Tyler wakes up at a diner counter. Like the entire band is like at this diner. He's sitting at the counter. He was apparently asleep. The rest of the band's like sitting in a booth or a table behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wakes up. We come to find out that everything we just saw in the music video was essentially his dream. But then he looks over. Again, he looks over. He sees the rest of the band at a table behind him. And then another, I think it's another customer, is at the counter along with him, kind of a couple seats down. And there is a person dressed up in a dinosaur costume, one of those T-Rex costumes. And the customer is trying to take a selfie with her, the dinosaur, and her phone. And it just kind of cuts back to Tyler, and he just kind of like has this like weird smile, kind of shrug on his face. And it's essentially like, that's essentially what we're coming down to, right? The humanity is now just only cares about what I can post on social media.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, you know, the last line of the song, tonight we're all going out like the dinosaur. I mean, I give these guys huge amounts of props on stuff of some of the songs, because some of the stuff they've done over the years has been really interesting. Like, I was not expecting this album, this track, to start with, like, him whispering dinosaur. Like, that was just so cool. I like that a lot. So we get from that, we go to Medusa. I met a girl and she drove me insane. Okay, well, we know what this song's about then.
So I will say this. I don't know anything about their personal lives, right? I know nothing about the personal lives of anyone, any of the band members. Mm-hmm. But I see a general theme, even going back to, you know, one step forward and two steps back, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like this general theme of, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to women. or any sort of relationship that they may be having. I don't know their personal lives or their sexual orientation, but any sort of relationship that they're trying to have, it sounds like none of it ever goes well.
Yeah. I do know that when Tyler was dating, or when he was married to his wife, Christine Connolly, back in the day, Bad Girlfriend is essentially about her. From Scars and Souvenirs.
That would make sense.
I don't really need to know about their personal lives. Really, it's a song telling a story. And apparently right now the stories that they want to tell are kind of like it. Medusa, it's a good song. Dinosaur's a good song. It's a good up tempo-wise and musicality-wise. It's a dinosaur is a rock song. Medusa, it has that, you know, same kind of beats of stuff. But the story that he's telling in these songs, man, what in the hell? Like you said.
I mean, to be honest, if I'm looking at these songs here, because I kind of wrote down what I thought the theme might have been for each one of these.
Okay.
I think with the exception of Dinosaur, I think every one of these could be attributed to some sort of relationship with a woman.
I completely agree. The only one I would say maybe Dinosaur and Ambulance seem to be the two outliers on that, because Ambulance feels like they spent the night partying and they partied too much and they're going home in an ambulance. I don't think, because I've seen the video for that, I don't think that's a story of like love gone wrong kind of thing.
Okay, so I did not see the music video to that one.
Oh, God, it's hilarious. I'll send it to you because it is just absolutely hilarious, because at one point or another, again, the album is Dinosaur. The album cover is a dinosaur egg. In the video, they have an animated dinosaur driving the ambulance.
But I know there is a mention. There is mention of a woman in that song, and it's essentially, if I'm, is this the one I'm thinking of? I believe so. Yeah, this is like Driving Out of Control, right?
Yeah, rolling to the club, got my boomstick, eyes,
yeah, so, I mean, there's mention of a woman riding along with him.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know, yeah, I mean, that one, I guess, specifically referring to a woman, I guess not in the sense of a relationship, but could be out of control because of the woman.
Yeah, that's true. I look at the chorus for that. They say I'm crazy, feel amazing. Why the fuck don't nothing faze me? When I party, oh, I'm a phenomenon. You want to hang with me, but I'm already gone. They say I'm crazy, feel amazing, blah, blah. We're all gonna end the night in an ambulance. And I figure that's, you know, them just partying too hard. But that could just be me. I don't know what it is about this album that by the end of it, I got really depressed.
I mean, I can see why.
I met a girl, she drove me insane. She'd use me and abuse me, then throw me away. A broken man, impossible to charm her. Got me popping pills, got me praying to Madonna.
And I remember when that, because like you were mentioning, everything nowadays is social media this, social media that, which includes promotion. And I remember when they were doing promotions on Instagram for Two of Us, parentheses stuck. This is track 4.
Just the two of us, we couldn't make it if we tried. Just the two of us, our love died. Look, I don't want a war, I just want a warning. Next time you're gonna freak out. Turns out you're a fighter, not a lover, you're the worst.
They specifically said and called out, we promise it's not a love song. Because they've been kind of known in the past to do a lot of love songs. I
will agree that it's not a love song. If we're looking at Two of Us, it's more about a relationship that's on its way out.
Yeah,
or it's one that's already over. Yep. And right, they're still together for whatever reason, just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, yeah. And but like the last time I heard Two of Us, you know, it was Mike Myers and Mike Myers Mini Me, you know, Dr. Evil. Like, seriously. I mean, they took that song and turned it into a really, really bad relationship song for this, which, again, I don't know. I like it, but I don't know if any of these songs on this album are songs other than maybe Dinosaur that I would actually add to my favorites playlist. And I can tell you, right, well, maybe Sideways, but that's a whole other thing. Sideways kind of spoke to me because of, like, all the things of, oh, what's the lyrics in that? Let's see, where's Sideways?
We did skip over Sick.
Yeah, we did.
I will say, one thing I like about that song is the ukulele that the song starts off with.
Yep.
You with the selfies, every chance you can take. The yacht was a renter, the jet was a fake. Oh, I hate how you make it all about you.
And then it goes right into this, like, driving beat.
yeah, it does. Sick, man. I don't know what it is about this one, man. It just, like, I'm still a Theory of a Dead Man fan. I still love their stuff, but, man, this was, and I've listened to this multiple times since March, and I just can't, like, I'm down here at the bottom. Yeah, I think I don't even have, do I even have one? I have three tracks in my faves playlist from this album, Dinosaur, Ambulance, and Sideways. And the only reason why Sideways speaks to me is because
the floor, the ceiling, the floor. I don't know what's up or down no more. Lightheaded, these migraine lights. Taking pills to fucking sleep at night. I'm alone and alone is nice.
Look at what I've gone through in the last 2 years with losing my wife, having to basically move across the, I'm there. I'm definitely sideways, you know, I mean, I'm doing the best I can and everything else, but like, that's why that song kind of, you know, and for just 10 songs, I don't know. Like you said, Sick is, it's an interest. I don't even know how I could rearrange these, but these songs, even though it's only 10 songs, it's like they did these so well in the track listing, and tracking a track list is so, it's so important of how you want your album or your whatever to flow. And it does flow. It doesn't necessarily flow in a good way, but it flows to the point of where the songs carry you from each one to the other, which if you switch this around, I don't know how that would sound.
You mean, I think Sick and then Two of Us are very similar in terms of like overall theme.
Yeah.
So what I wrote down here was for Sick, I said another song about a woman. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. I said tired of being with the person you're with. I mean, if you look at some of the lyrics here, like, I mean, it starts right off with. So and this kind of goes back to what I was talking about with Dinosaur and like, right. Humanity is doomed. We only really give a shit about social media. It says you with the selfies every chance you can take. Right. So, I mean, the song immediately starts off with that. And then it goes on to say, you write sick of the face that you put on every day. Are you tired of trying so hard all the time? And I'm so sick of you. You must be sick of you too. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's just like, that to me is like, it's talking about putting on the fake face that everyone does, right? If you look at social media, it's like, oh, everyone's super happy, right? Because you're only posting the happy stuff, right? But clearly that's not, every waking moment of every day of every person's life. And that's just, it's just, it seems like that's what it's speaking to me.
I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. That's what it is saying. And look, I try my best to make it, you know, the best, each new day is the best new day kind of thing. But there are plenty of times where I'm just like, oh, this day's done. Like, I just can't,
Right, I mean, even on your best days, right? Like, if you're having even the best day of your life, there's still something. There's probably something, one or two things that's probably like, oh, right, I wish this would have gone better, or I wish I could have done this better myself, or something like that. There isn't one single day in your life where everything goes exactly according to plan or exactly the way you want it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was gonna say that I think Heart's Too Wild and. And what was the other one? Head in the Clouds were two of the more positive ones, but I'm looking at these lyrics and I'm like, I don't know if these are positive songs either. I'm trying to find a positive out of this album. And like I said, I like certain songs, but...
So Head in the Clouds, to me, it's a much slower, more poppy type song. So I don't think you would ever hear this. With this band singing this song, I don't think you'd ever hear this on the radio. Maybe it's been played somewhere, but I've never heard it.
Got you squinting at the sun again. Beautiful with the light on your face. I heard you were sick again. This time I don't know if you'll be okay. Took me back to when we were kids.
But to me, in going through those lyrics, because again, I was reading the lyrics as they were singing it, had them pulled up. It seems to be talking about someone with like a terminal illness and coming to grips and accepting that.
Yeah.
Both. And I guess when Tyler's singing, I always whenever any lead singer is singing, I always assume that if they're talking about, you know, that they're telling a story in the song, that I'm kind of looking at that person as the person who is one of the characters in the story, right?
Absolutely,
So if in this case he's the one singing, so I'm kind of picturing him as the person that we're looking at this through the eyes of. So I don't know if he actually lost someone from a terminal illness, if he knows someone with a terminal illness. Yeah. That's kind of like what the song is referring to, in my opinion, after, you know, going through the lyrics.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, there's lines in here like broken bridges are your life. No one knows that you're trapped inside, lost your perfect laugh over time. But for me, you just kept smiling. Know you better than anyone. I can see that you're not fine. Those tears coming out again. Breathe in and out and in.
It almost reminds me of like a parent dying like a terminal illness, right? They're trying to stay strong for their children, and that's to me is sort of what it sounded like.
Yeah, and it like when I heard it come on as I was doing my listen through. I'm like, oh, that's why I said, oh, okay, I can kind of get behind this. It's kind of a message of keep on breathing, keep on going kind of thing. And I liked it. But again, as we're looking at the lyrics to these, I'm just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the hell did I – and again, I'm also listening to it of the point of like I'm not actually – I wasn't – when I was listening to it, I wasn't actually looking at the lyrics, but I'm paying attention to it. Right. And I'm also listening to the music and the drum beats and the guitar riffs and the bass and the this and the that and the whatevers. And the instruments sometimes mislead you into thinking, hey, this is a nice, happy song. Right. Oh, wait, no, listen to what he's saying. That's not very happy.
Right. Right. So, I mean, this could be talking about, right, referring to what I was just talking about, like a terminal illness. I guess in another point of view, it could also be referring to like, this is the old me. Old me's kind of on the way out the door, and I'm trying to focus on the new me. So I don't know, I guess, specifically, but as I was going through it, it felt more like a terminal illness type thing. But in just thinking, kind of rethinking about it right now, I suppose could be referring to old me kind of dying off, going out the door, and then I'm trying to focus on the new me.
Yeah.
Now, the next song you were just talking about, Hearts Too Wild,
mm-hmm.
I think that one is probably my favorite song on the album.
Still feel something. If it's just a night, then that's enough. At least we both get to feel the rush. One last time's never wrong. But my heart's too wild to keep a hold on.
That one's a bit slower. It's more emotional. Excuse me. And from my opinion, and going through the lyrics again, the theme there seems to be about reconnecting with an old flame.
Yep.
And I actually like that song quite a bit.
Yeah, I would say that's. Yeah, I think I listened to that more than most of the other tracks, even though when I was listening to this in order for us to do the show, I was just listening to the album. I had not really like I mentioned earlier, Dinosaur, Ambulance and Two of Us are the only three tracks I have in my faves playlist, but I went and was listening to the album, and I'm probably going to add this to that because as I was listening to it and as I'm looking back through these lyrics, I'm like, yeah, that's probably like the most positive song on the whole record.
Yeah, I would say out of all of the 10 songs, that is definitely the most positive.
Yeah. And then Summer Song, I don't know what in the hell they were doing with this.
Getting tired of summer, missing my friends back home, they miss me too. Telling stories so clever, you bullshit me to say that it's all true. Fuck, I hate summer, it's sunny inside and stucky with you, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a question for you about this.
Sure.
So, yeah, so the name of the track is called Summer Song.
Uh-huh.
It refers to a girl named Summer.
Right.
But if you look at the lyrics, at least the lyrics that I had pulled up, and these are just from Google.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I guess, where they get these lyrics from, but Summer is not capitalized. Summer is actually lowercase.
In the lyrics, Summer is lowercase, but the actual song Summer is capitalized. So
So my question for you was, do you think this is actually about a woman named Summer or a person named Summer? Or do you think it's referring to, because again, this would be the first word in the name of the track. So I would presume that would be capitalized.
Yeah.
Just from, you know, a sentence standpoint, sentence structure standpoint, or do you think this is referring to the season?
Season.
Thank you.
Yes.
The season called Summer.
I think they're mixing both, because okay. I think generally, like, part of the lyrics, raining out with a ain't a big deal, ain't no damn parade, raining out, what a bummer, no TV, there ain't too much to do, man, I love summer. That to me sounds like summertime thing, but the end of that chorus, the end of that verse is, we get day drunk and fuck till we're all till we are blue, and I'm like, wait, what?
Right. Yeah.
So I think they're just mixing metaphors here. They're using both. They're using the season and some girl named Summer.
And, okay, because as I was going through it, the note I wrote here was, it seems to be a song about loving summer and longing for doing things that summer has to offer, but feels stuck in the relationship that he's in.
Yeah.
And then I said, or an actual girl named Summer seems less likely because the lyrics are not a capital S for the word summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I... Because, yeah, it's confusing to me, and hopefully, you know, sometimes bands will do like, hey, we're going to break down the albums track by track and tell you what we really... Some bands do that, not all of them, but some of them do. But, like, close to the end of the song, he says, getting tired of summer, missing my friends back home, they miss me too, telling stories so clever... Yeah, bullshit me, then they say that's all true. Fuck, I hate summer. It's sunny outside, but I'm stuck here with you. And I'm like, wait, what?
Like, so, yeah, so I'm wondering if this is going back to, if we go back to one of the previous songs or a couple of the previous songs, right, where it's, I'm stuck in this relationship, or I'm in this relationship that I don't know why I'm in it because it feels like it's over. I'm wondering if it's kind of tying back to that, and the summer that is being referred to here is actually the season, the stuff that I'm missing out on, that I'm longing to do because I'm stuck with this person.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know.
Like, yeah, we get day drunk and fuck till we are blue. So that could be a girl named Summer, or it could just be the person, right, that he's currently stuck with, not really happy with. And he's, again, longing for what he could be doing for summer if he were single, or just kind of hanging out with friends.
Yeah. So I thought, before I even, like, really listened to the album, I was like, okay, I'm looking at the full track list. I know what some of them are because obviously we had the three singles, and that's fine. But I looked at the last track for this album, and I looked at the last track for the previous album, Say Nothing. For this, as we know, a summer song. Last album was It's All Good. They basically end it on a good note for the last album, and on this one, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, this entire album is just like one big downer.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's most likely an album I most likely will probably never listen to on a whole again. Looking at their discography, the eight albums, I'd probably say this is the last of the eight. If I had to choose, like, if you put me on an island with nobody else and you say I have one out, I ain't picking Dinosaur, I can tell you that.
Right. Because then you would have absolutely no hope for getting off that island. So.
Nope, not at all. Anything else you want to bring up about Dinosaur?
I guess overall, so knowing what I know about the band, just in terms of the songs that I'm most familiar with them I'm not surprised, I guess, by the inclusion of the, you know, girlfriend or woman or female themes that kind of throughout all of these, and the shitty relationships or whatnot. Again, I know nothing about any of their personal lives, but just in listening to some of their previous songs, and looking at the themes in those, I'm seeing those same themes in a lot of this. Overall, it just seems like a very downer of an album.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, we have the GCRN Universal Rating System, which is basically 0 to 5 with half points. But I don't remember what we've rated other albums. I am most likely going to give this a full-on 2 out of 5 because I... Other than the tracks we already talked about, the ones we mentioned, I, as a whole album, cover to cover, it's not very good. Because the men, I don't know, yeah, you're right. We don't know what's going on in their lives, and hopefully their lives improve if this is the, like...
I mean, even if we go back to, like, where was it? Yeah, Sideways. Like, fingers yep. bleeding from hitting the wall. Right. It's talking about taking pills for to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Going sideways, fucked up in the head. Right. I mean, all of this you can contribute to shit relationships yep. that ended poorly.
Yep.
And it's clearly that must be what's going on, or at least the theme of what's going on, based on what we're seeing here in these different tracks, the lyrics that are written here. Again, is this actually going on in their lives? I have no idea, but it's a common theme that I've seen in their tracks for quite a while now.
Yeah.
So it just seems like they can't hold relationships together, and they don't really seem to end well for them. And in turn, right, with this album, it just seems like it's really starting to mess them up.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the title track with Dinosaur, I kind of see that's just like, hey, look, the world's gone to shit, and we're all going extinct like the dinosaur. That's a easy message, and that's fine. That's all right. That's whatever. But the rest of them, man, like.
And the one we kind of skipped over, this one, so Get in Line. To me, overall, I don't know what the theme of that song is. I haven't come up with a conclusion on that yet. But I'm wondering. I want to throw this to you as a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is? There's a portion in the song, and I'll read the lyrics here. I'm wondering if this is referring to, right. So I've had all this shit luck with women, and now I'm maybe turning to prostitution. So there's this section here where it says, "Driven by the devil, yeah, I gotta be. Your holy water burned a hole through me." You're faking love while you're hating me. You turned evil into fantasy, preaching fear till they're paralyzed and they fucking buy it every time.
Let's see. I mean, he's talking about like he's possessed with the devil and the holy water didn't help. I mean, it's kind of like a day in church, isn't it? I don't know. I don't go to church.
But to me, that really stood out is, so the specifically, like, you're faking love, right? So mm-hmm. obviously that's what a prostitute would do, because they're really mm-hmm. only there for the money. While you're hating me, right? They're there to make money, right? They're probably not really enjoying what's going on. They're just there for the money. So while you're hating me, you turned evil into fantasy.
Yeah.
That to me seems like right up that alley there. And then, and then they fucking buy it every time. Obviously, the buy could refer to specifically sex in this case, or it could just be, I guess it could be referring to something else. But I took that entire section as, and I got this with a question mark here, as I'm like, prostitution? I'm like, what's going on here?
Again, I think they're going with multiple themes in these songs, because the end of it, or not the very end of it, but before the next get in line part of the chorus. So just keep falling for that lie and get in line. Basically, those lines basically mean to me is that just keep going for the lie, keep getting in. You know, you keep following a certain thing. You know, it's like.
Do these guys have drug problems? It could be a line of cocaine.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. This.
But I mean, I would agree with you. Like, overall, this is not an uplifting album, right? This is very much a downer.
Yeah.
And in terms of your rating, I would probably agree with you. Yeah. Like I said, I think the song that stands out for me is Hearts Too Wild.
Yep.
I don't think it's one you'll probably ever hear on the radio, at least not like commercial radio. You may hear it on like Sirius XM. You may hear it on like the streaming services, but I don't think you would hear it on commercial radio. But that's, in my opinion, that's one you should at least check out.
Yep, absolutely. I completely agree. It's kind of funny because Dinosaur is the longest song at 3 minutes 48 seconds. Summer Song is the shortest song at 2 minutes 33 seconds.
And then I would also say Dinosaur. I don't dislike that song. I think it's a good song. It's one that does play on commercial radio.
Yep.
I've heard that, like I said at the start of this, that's the one I've heard most on the radio. And I would probably say check out the music video instead, if you have not heard or seen it yet, because I think that really helps tell the story that they're trying to convey within the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely. It very much falls in line
yep.
with what's going on with the song. So, all right. I think that's going to do it for us. Heaven forbid we record a podcast that's too long beyond the album.
taking months to do this.
42 minutes. Well, hey, 42 minutes after. What? But like, seriously, like, part of my thing was, even if you hadn't listened to it yet, I've been listening to this thing off and on since March. It's now August. So what is that? That's it's 5 months off and on trying to figure out if I actually liked it or not. And as a whole, as I've already said, and as we've said, I don't like this album from them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think if you go through each track, the music itself, I think, and I don't think it's the music,
it's the lyrics. It's the stories that they're trying to tell. But the music itself is amazing.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's the case for every one of these tracks, but I think the vast majority of them, yeah, I really enjoy the music. But the lyrics, man, just a hell of a downer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, some bands every once in a while will release instrumental versions of their albums. I wish they would release an instrumental version only version of this so I could hear those amazing drum beats and riffs and that bass and all that stuff, because
I think if you like the slower type music, more poppy type music, I think Heads in the Cloud and then especially Hearts Too Wild are probably the two tracks you'd want to check out. I think everything else for the most part, I think is a bit faster, a bit more hard hitting. I mean, especially Dinosaur, kind of right out of the gate. And then there's the one that, which one starts with the ukulele again?
Is it Two of Us? No, it's, what's the
ukulele? I had it written down here and I lost it. where the hell is it? Dinosaur. Oh yeah, Sick. Starts off with the ukulele, it turns into this very driving beat.
Yeah.
I think those other two songs I mentioned, so Heads in the Clouds and Hearts Too Well, those are slower, more poppy, a little bit more emotional, and everything else I think is a bit harder in terms of overall sound. So.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Jesse does not really do social media anymore, but he is.
I'm a blue sky, man.
I was going to say he is flying through that blue sky.
Yeah. So I've actually got, hey, if you've got any listeners out there that want an invite to Blue Sky, I've got 3 invites now that I can't get rid of because I'm not on YouTube I'm not on Twitter anymore to give them away to people. So if you do want one, I guess you can let me know somehow. I am on Blue Sky. I'm at Jesse Early, ERLEY.BSKY.social. And you can also find me on YouTube. I am at youtube.com/matrix_prime.
There you go. You can catch us on geekcastradio.com, all the stuff we're doing. Coming up next, we will have the next 7 episodes, 321 to 327. It's the GCR and Top 100 Toys Countdown. So we will be doing that for the next 7 weeks at some point. So the show will be on hiatus until we start recording and releasing that. So it's going to be our 8th Top 100 Countdown in 14 years. I think we have somewhere between 15 and 20 lists. So 15 and 20 different participants that will go into a master list that we will reveal on the podcast as always. Crossing over with ToyCast. So that's what's coming up next for us. Go forth, unleash the geek in you, and don't be a dinosaur. You turn me to stone.